Essentially, they want to overhaul ATC. It's a multi-billion dollar modernization. They want to modernize the nation's antiquated ATC system within 4 years.
They literally have binoculars. They have no radar, which I think is insane. Replacing things like that, I can only imagine how important that can be for every major airport and minor airports too.
Like we said before, it will be the biggest build out for air traffic control since the 1960s. Another country is poaching our air traffic controllers. They're paying full living expenses for like a year or two. They're paying all the relocation cost. They're giving housing allowances and then also paying them better than they're getting paid in the US.
Welcome to the Aviation Mentors Podcast, the podcast that takes your dreams of flight and turns it into reality.
Sponsored by Strass Financial, financing your flight training.
For pilots, by pilots. I'm Brandon Martini, a commercial pilot and flight instructor.
And I'm Carson Vasquez, I'm a private pilot.
Whether you're a seasoned pilot or beginner with dreams of flight,
Aviation Mentors is your source for expert insights, industry trends, and inspiring stories.
So fasten your seatbelts and prepare for this incredible journey through the skies.
And stay connected with us on social media for exclusive content.
And visit our website at www.aviationmentors.com and let us be your co-pilot on this adventure.
Welcome back, everybody, to another awesome and amazing episode of the Aviation Mentors Podcast. Thank you so much for joining us. Something you guys didn't get to see is I forgot to hit the record button.
He had a really strong start. I mean, that was probably his best one yet, and you guys did not get to hear it.
Nope. It just, sometimes you forget to press the button.
That's a shame. It's funny because we usually press the button, and we start messing around and like getting our mood, and that's when Mark gets all of our bloopers that we send to Nicole and Maddie.
I don't press the button.
I hope that makes it in.
I hope it makes it in, too. I went and pressed the button. It made my voice sound like a monster. So today, Carson, I want to talk about something I'm not sure if you know much about, but there has been a lot of stuff in the news lately about ATC.
Well, I can imagine because it's been kind of a focal point of the news. All the aviation accidents that have happened this year, all the crashes and fatalities, it's been kind of crazy.
And they're trying to pin it on ATC.
Which I think is kind of nuts. ATC does a really great job.
They do. I want to say that ATC, they have literally saved my life one time. I think I talked about it a couple years ago. I was flying in Long Beach area and I had a controller yell to me, whatever my tail number was. And he said, dive, dive, dive. And I'm like, what? Okay. And I dove. And I could see the whites of the eyes of this other pilot who was flying VFR at the wrong altitude, not talking to ATC.
Yeah. Not just that. Like, that's a really dramatic incident. Mm-hmm. ATC saves your life every time you fly, if you think about it.
I mean, they keep you in the system and they're fantastic.
Yeah, they keep you alive.
So the DCA crash, by the way, I flew into DCA with Anthony a couple weeks ago and we were on that same approach. I was like, oh, by the way, this is where it happened.
Is that what you pointed out to Anthony?
I did. And it kind of was an eerie feeling just knowing you were at the exact flight path that an airplane literally crashed at and then fell down into the water. So that was kind of a weird feeling. And that was months later.
Pretty eerie.
It's eerie and it's really sad. I feel bad for all the families out there that lost their loved ones. But nonetheless, ATC has been understaffed for years and years and years. I know that at my local airport, I learned to fly and I had my own flight schools at, they would only allow two or three people in the pattern at once. That is like no airplanes. That is a really tough way to conduct flight training, right? You had to go elsewhere. You had to go to other towers. And I found out that they were understaffed. And they weren't just understaffed because they needed to be. They were kind of understaffed because they wanted to be. And I'll tell you the reason. There's a company called Serco, and there's might be one or two others that take ATC controllers that are like retired or close to retiring, and they hire them in the private market. And then they fill these spaces and they're called contract towers. Hmm. And Riverside happens to be a contract tower. So the FAA does not man or woman the ATC personnel of that tower. Serco does. So what's Serco going to do? They're going to get a budget, say, hey, the FAA is going to give you X dollars. Go ahead and make sure that they have safety involved at that airport. They're not going to overstaff that airport.
No, they're going to do as little as they can.
Yeah, as little as they can. So it's always understaffed on these contract towers. Well, the problem is it's very difficult to become a controller, and it takes years of training to end up becoming a controller. It's a very high-stress job. It's very difficult. I mean, I've done some simulators with it, and I'm not—
As a controller?
Like controller simulators. Yeah, they're pretty cool. They have them at Oshkosh and Kidventure.
I need to go to Kidventure.
Yeah, you must go to
Kidventure. Kidventure is where all the cool stuff is. Helicopter rides.
I know, all of it. But point being, I don't know if it was today. I believe today. We're recording this on May 8th at around 3:30 p.m. Pacific time. The U.S. Transportation Secretary, Sean Duffy, spoke at an event today unveiling a new ATC control system the Department of Transportation wants to implement.
Okay.
And essentially, they want to overhaul ATC. It's a multi-billion dollar modernization. They want to modernize the nation's antiquated ATC system within 4 years. That means upgrading everything.
You know, I was thinking about how to phrase it. I was like, I'm a little bit biased, but I think that's a great spend. I think it's hard for anyone to say no to that. You have planes flying over you no matter where you are in the world. You have planes flying over you every day.
And also at Newark recently, they had 90 seconds of ATC blackout.
I just heard about that this morning.
Yeah, yesterday or the day before. They had to go back to manual processes because there were no backups.
That's insane. Newark.
And
it's not like Newark's a bigger,
it's a huge airport,
right?
It's a very busy airport. And they also recently, air traffic controllers said it is not safe to fly out of that airport. They said that to the public. They said they're understaffed and they wouldn't fly out of it.
Oh, man.
Yeah, there's a lot of stuff going down. And what's really crazy is a lot of people have said that this problem is too complicated, too expensive, and too hard. So,
okay, it's also too dangerous to not fix.
And Sean Duffy put today, whether or not you like President Trump or not, he said, we are blessed to have a president who actually loves to build and knows how to build. And I will say, I don't like Trump for a lot of reasons, and I do like Trump for a lot of reasons. I'm kind of in mixed, right? But
he's a problem solver.
I will say he solves problems and builds things pretty well. His personality is not the best in the world, but he does.
Neither is ours. I mean,
I can argue differently about us, Carson. But he does know how to build buildings. He does know how to put people in charge that can build things. So I believe that that will happen. And I'm excited that they're going to do it. So Duffy actually said that it should be around $12.5 billion. But there's other estimates out there. And it came from this group of aviation experts called Modern Skies Coalition. It could be a minimum of $18.5 billion additional emergency funding on top of that. Because, Carson, they're going to be replacing a lot of stuff. What do you think they're going to be doing?
Well, you know, I was thinking about it once you started talking about this topic. And I was thinking about the way that San Bernardino Airport operates and how little technology they have at a pretty big airport. I mean they have constant commercial flights, cargo flights.
And they have no radar.
Yeah, no radar. That's where Cal Fire operates a lot of their big planes out and helicopters out of, which, you know, is a little bit important here in the fire season that we have year round. And they have no radar. I remember my first cross country, my solo cross country. San Bernardino was one of my points. I think I talked about before. And I was, you know, flying in. I was on final, 1 mile final, talking to ATC, said 1 mile final. And then I was about half mile final. And ATC called out, and they're like, 2-0 Juliet, are you on final? And I was like, yeah, I'm on half mile final. And they're like, oh, okay. We don't see you, but continue. Because they can't, they literally have binoculars. They have no radar, which I think is insane for a big airport. And replacing things like that, I can only imagine how important that can be for every major airport and minor airports too.
Believe it or not, we have decades old communication systems, radio systems, surveillance systems, which currently rely on things like copper wires and floppy disk.
You know, I wasn't around when floppy disks were a thing.
I was. And they would get corrupted quite often. You'd always have like two or three versions in case they were something huge. And our producer Mark's like shaking his hand because he was around for them floppy disks too. And I actually kind of liked them. They made this little cool sound when you stuck them in. And by the way, they were called floppy disks because the original large ones were actually floppy.
They're
like
so big,
you flopped can, around.
Yeah, I've seen them.
And then the ones that Carson, like they phased out when he was born, were like this little hard plastic 3.5 inch ones.
I remember those. Yeah, I learned how to burn CDs. Like that was my time still. Like I made my mixtapes.
Wow.
Yeah.
I also graduated high school when Carson was 5 years old.
That's weird to think about.
That's great to think about.
It's hilarious.
I know. So their also plan is to invest in new ground radar systems on tarmacs and airports and new flight management
systems. Which I didn't even know was a thing, was ground radar.
Oh yeah, they have it at John Wayne.
I can imagine.
That's the reason why Class Charlie airports, at least most of them, tell you to turn on altitude reporting while you're on the ground.
Got it. So they can pick you up on the ground. That makes sense. There's a lot of activity in a pretty compact airport.
Yeah. And the plan will need approval from Congress, by the way, to get this done within 4 years. But I can't see why both sides of the aisle are not going to come together and say, hey, DOGE just saved money doing a bunch of things, whether or not you like that or not. Now we have some money to do it. So it should be pretty budget neutral.
I mean, it's tough in 2025 when all we heard about this year is airplane crashes. I mean, we're having no more aircraft incidents than a usual year. I think we're exactly on track for every other year we've in the last decade, but they're more publicized. Everyone's hearing about it. Everyone's thinking about it. People are nervous to fly. And I think this is a great time to get this done.
It's a fantastic time to get this done. And if not now, when? The answer is you can't keep kicking the can down the road forever.
I mean, we've been kicking it down since floppy disks, apparently. So
apparently, 30 years. I mean, 30, 40, 50 years. We have to change things, and we have to change things now.
Yeah, it's crazy.
You know what time it is, Carson?
Time is a brain.
It's time to talk about one of our favorite companies.
Which company would that be?
Aviation Mentors is excited to be sponsored by the one and only Stratus Financial, dedicated to supporting the next generation of future aviators.
You know, Stratus Financial really understands the financial challenges that students face in pursuing their aviation dreams. That's why they offer student loans specifically tailored to aspiring pilots.
With competitive rates and flexible repayment plans, Stratus Financial helps take your aviation education to new heights.
So go visit their website today at www.stratus.finance. Just to be clear, that is not .com, it's .finance. And embark on your journey towards a sky full of possibilities.
Carson, it's time to get back to what we do best.
The show.
The show.
I also saw earlier today that another country is poaching our air traffic controllers.
Was it Dubai?
No.
Another poaching Dubai. Pilots.
Oh, they're poaching pilots for sure. No, Australia. They're paying full living expenses for like a year or two. They're paying all the relocation cost. They're giving them housing allowances and then also paying them better than they're getting paid in the US.
You know, I could deal with tarantulas for that.
I mean,
yeah, that's a great deal.
Pretty epic, huh?
That's weird. Australia's doing that. You know, I would do it. That'd be fun. That'd be a lot of fun.
I know. By the way, so with all this modernization, you know, there's controller centers, controller towers. There's TRACONs, there's centers, and there's towers, right? So they want to build 6 new ATC centers and replace existing towers along with updating all the technology and equipment. So if they build 6 new centers, they're going to need to staff those.
Yeah.
And
we have another need, not just pilots, not just airplane mechanics.
I mean, I've been on my way to Oshkosh before, and they won't even respond to VFR requests.
Yeah,
I've actually been in other parts of the country. They refuse to respond to VFR requests.
Well, I think one of the weirdest things is when you're flying from California to Arizona, you're not talking to Arizona, you know, any Arizona TRACON. You're talking to New Mexico.
You do talk to New Mexico.
I think that's one of the funkiest things.
Isn't there a Phoenix?
There's Phoenix Approach.
Oh, there is Phoenix Approach. You're right. Yeah.
But you're
from LA Center to Albuquerque Center.
There you go.
Albuquerque Center.
And I think that's so strange. Like, there's a big chunk of the country you're missing, or at least a couple states that you're missing.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, you talk to LA Center all the way until you get to Vegas too from SoCal.
Yeah. And I can't imagine that in these such highly populated areas where there's so much density of air traffic that you're going to be getting the best care. Like Rand said, like you don't even respond to VFR requests.
Exactly. Well, I am excited for us to have more controllers. I think it's going to be fantastic, as I said before.
Where'd you pick that up from? I've heard that like 5 times out of you today.
I know. It's funny. I got it from, there's the Staud guy.
Oh, don't the Staud start. Okay, guy. We'll skip
yeah.
this.
Yeah, sorry, you shouldn't have asked sorry, me that question. He's one of my favorite like social media guys. He's hilarious. The Staud guy. So if you haven't seen the Staud guy, you should look it up. He acts like a rich, pompous guy. And then he's got like an alter ego, which is his cousin, who's like a moocher.
Oh, like, you and me.
He like buys him a jet.
Oh, I do know exactly what you're talking about.
My cousin Colton.
Yep.
Yes.
All right. We're going to watch some of those.
Mark, after. you got to tag the Staud guy in this. He's one of my favorites. So Staud guy, thank you so much for making awesome content. Keep on going. But I'm kind of curious. So the top end of the salary, by the way, on ATC is $200,000, highest 10%.
What's the lowest 10% though?
Lowest 10% is $76,190. That is actually not that much money.
For one of the most stressful jobs ever.
And the median's only 138. I think they need some increases on their pay as well.
I agree. I'm sure they get some sort of an overtime or something to make up for it, but...
Oh, they do. Yeah, they get overtime and all that stuff, but...
But it's still insane.
Do you really want to work overtime?
No, man. How long is a typical shift, do you think?
Typical shift's probably 6 hours, but probably 1 hour off, 1 hour... I have no idea. We need an ATC controller
to
come in here.
It'd be interesting to talk about.
We really... 6 new ATC centers, by the way, Carson, like we said before, it will be the biggest build out for air traffic control since the 1960s.
Wow.
That's unbelievable.
Yeah. I mean, we have so many more planes in the air. Air traffic and air travel is really heavily relied on. Yeah. I think this is the best time to do it.
I think it's the only time to do it. Now or never. I mean, we are flying more and more on a daily basis, not just in flight training, which is happening like crazy, but major air travel is unbelievable. I mean, everybody's flying more and more and more. I mean, I fly a lot in general, but just 5 years ago, I didn't fly this much.
Yeah.
I mean, I know I'm doing my Europe trip for a month this year, and I'm going to be working like 5-6 hours a day, just kind of a little bit odder hours. But you know how many flights I have to do? I have to do like 7 flights on that trip. I have to do 1 to Europe, 1 back, and then we're doing like 3 or 4 or 5 in the middle to go country to country. It's either that or a train. It's transportation.
You don't like trains?
I love trains.
Yeah, planes, trains, and automobiles.
Yeah. So there's people that say the staffing ranges are somewhere like the negative staffing ranges are like 50% understaffed, like of ATC facilities. 50% of them are understaffed.
I can't believe we don't have an increase in accidents, honestly. These air traffic controllers have to be exhausted.
Well, they kick butt. That's why.
They do. And it's nonstop. And every time you have an angry controller, just remember exactly why and how much they have to deal with.
Yeah, they're not getting paid very well.
They're not getting paid very well. They're working awful hours nonstop. And I wonder how much
technology sucks, apparently.
Technology sucks. I wonder how much this contributes to airports having hours of operation instead of being 24/7.
I'm sure a huge, huge amount.
Like John Wayne isn't open 24/7.
I know it's not. Yeah, it's not. Yeah. As goes from Class Delta to
Charlie.
Oh, you're right. Is it Charlie?
John Wayne's a Charlie.
Sorry, John Wayne's a Charlie. You're right. Goes from Class Charlie to a
Echo.
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 Nice. By the way, I said they're going to be replacing radars and that copper wire. We've got to get fiber optics. You know how many radars they're going to replace? Take a guess.
How many airports are there?
There are thousands of airports. Little ones, big ones, all of the above.
I don't know, like 300?
618 new radar systems they're estimating to build. We need a lot, Carson.
I mean, Sabrina doesn't have one, so yeah, that's kind
of
huge.
Hopefully they're one of the 618.
I know, being located in SoCal with such heavy air traffic.
Unbelievable. Well, with that being said, I think we're going to call it a day, Carson.
I think so.
Well, thank you again for joining us today. We really appreciated you listening, and we are hoping that you really enjoyed this episode on air traffic control and kind of what's going on in the news, especially what happened today. We thought it was really important to record an episode about this, but you know what's coming up in 2 weeks, Carson?
The biggest event of the year.
Of the year. Of the year. Aero Summit, Las Vegas, May 21st through 23rd. Carson, tell us a little bit about it.
Yeah, it's going to be cool. I mean, we're going to be doing some fun stuff. People are going to be there. Brand's going to be there. I'm going to be there. Anthony's going to be there. They're leaving like Friday, though, so it kind of blows. But the rest of it's going to be pretty cool. Airplanes, dinners.
There's also going to be the better parts of everything. We've got world-class speakers coming because Carson botched all of that up. We have world-class speakers. We've got panels on anything that you could think of that has to do with flight training and aviation. We have people reviewing your resumes if you are a CFI and you want to go to an airline.
Really?
Yes, we do.
That's cool.
We have several airlines there. We have everybody in the industry. Lightspeed is going to be there. I know that Aircraft Spruce is one of our sponsors now. John and Martha King will be there. We have several companies like Four Forces, which is a fantastic software provider, will be there. And there's a bunch of other amazing sponsors. I think we have like 20 different sponsors are going to be there. If you are a CFI, you can go on stratusaerosummit.com, use the code CFI special. You'll get a $50 ticket. Unfortunately, we're out of the student tickets as of now. So please, if you'd like to go in your student, just pick up a regular ticket. And then if you are a flight school or anybody in the flight training industry, please join us. You will absolutely love it. As Carson said, on day 3, we will have food trucks, lots of amazing food. We'll have brand new aircraft on display, some cool Warbird stuff on display as well from some of the people next door to Chenault, which is hosting us at North Las Vegas Airport. Thank you, Chenault. We really appreciate you guys. We are giving away some Lightspeed headsets. Lightspeed was gracious enough to donate some headsets to us. So thank you again, Lightspeed headsets.
And just to confirm, I'm not eligible.
You're not eligible, Carson. Dang. And nor am I.
I am hooked on these Lightspeeds now.
I know you want one so bad. Yeah, that's the point. All right. If you'd like to reach out to either one of us, you can, of course, reach us on our emails. It's Brandon@aviationmentors.com or Carson@aviationmentors.com. Please don't forget to hit like, follow, subscribe, share, all the things you're supposed to do on social media. You know, it really, really helps us grow the aviation community and grow the podcast so we can help more pilots like yourselves. So thank you again.
Thanks, everyone. As a wrap up for the day, remember, here to guide you in your aviation journey. So fly safe and enjoy the ride.
Have a great one. See ya.
See ya.